Cape Talk.
The US Report with Adrian Broun.
And we head over to Manhattan, New York for the US Report with Adrian Broun this morning. Adrian, a very good morning to you. And we start off our first story with the United States President sort of going for an overhaul of the prisons out there and sort of an overhaul of the criminal justice system at the same time.
Yes. Good morning, Zane. President Trump gave his support to legislation that could begin a major overhaul of the U.S. criminal justice system, lowering mandatory minimum sentences for some nonviolent drug offenses and directing money to anti-recidivism programs. Now, the legislation builds on the prison reform bill passed by the House earlier this year, and has the potential to bring moderate Republicans and Democrats together to push it through Congress before the end of the current session. Now, the bill, you know, technically unwinds some of the tough-on-crime federal policies of the 1980s and 1990s, which have incarcerated African-American offenders at much higher rates than whites. Law enforcement officials and conservative lawmakers have opposed the measure, arguing that it poses a risk to public safety. But as you will hear in this next clip, Trump has marshaled quite a field of supporters. And I have that for you now.
We unfortunately are not able to load up that clip at the moment, Adrian. So we'll move on to the next story. Melania Trump wades into a White House waters, and Myra Ricardel is in trouble.
Yes, the White House is you know, traditionally not a place for the First Lady, especially Melania Trump. They normally don't weigh in on matters concerning the president, especially Melania Trump. But Myra Ricardel, the White House Deputy National Security Advisor, was forced out of her job on Wednesday after Trump's wife, Melania, said Ricardel did not, quote, deserve the honor of working for, unquote, her husband. Now, Ricardel is a former Commerce Department official handpicked by Trump's national security advisor, John Bolton, to serve as his deputy. She ran afoul of Melania and her staff in negotiations over the First Lady's trip to your continent, to Africa, in October, and the use of government resources for the trip. Now, Ricardel has also built a reputation in the White House for berating staff, so I guess it wasn't an unwelcome departure. But again, Trump's office took the extraordinary step of issuing that statement on Tuesday that Ricardel should be ousted.
Yeah, hey, it happens when the lady gets involved in sort of the running and the affairs of the president. Sanctions for Saudi on the cards at the moment, Adrian?
Yeah, again, the Trump administration yesterday announced sanctions against 17 Saudis accused of being involved with the killing of the dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi in Turkey. Now, the sanctions, I apologize for the noise, I'm just at the train station, but the sanctions just came just hours after Saudi Arabia's public prosecutor said he was requesting the death penalty for five suspects in the case. Now, the prosecutor also said the 15-man team sent to confront Khashoggi had orders to return him to the kingdom, but decided on the spot to kill and dismember him, shifting the kingdom's narrative yet again and contradicting Turkish and U.S. findings. Now, Turkey's foreign minister declared the new Saudi explanation, quote-unquote, unsatisfying, and called for an international investigation.
And we're looking at reports that scrutinize Facebook's management, and I think this has, been in the public eye for quite some time. So what happened in that case?
Yeah, the social media giant is facing fresh, fresh examination after a New York Times investigation revealed how CEO Mark Zuckerberg and COO Sheryl Sandberg allegedly ignored warnings of a security breach and staged public campaigns to battle criticism rather than to address the scandal head on. Following the report, the Open Society Foundation, whose founder George Soros was a target of a Facebook-linked smear campaign earlier this year, called the strategy, quote-unquote, reprehensible and dangerous. Meanwhile, morale at Facebook has reportedly taken a double-digit dive in 2018 over these scandals and the following stock price.
And here's a story coming out of the National Football League. Jeff Rohrer, a linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys, in a same-sex marriage in the NFL. That must be a first, eh?
Yeah. In the Dallas Cowboys, no less. So it's a happy first for the National Football League. Rohrer, who played for the Dallas Cowboys in the 80s, is to marry his partner Joshua Ross over the weekend in L.A. Rohrer is the first known NFL player to be a part of a same-sex marriage. He said, quote, "I've given at least five people heart attacks with this news," unquote. But he added that his closest friends, including some of his former teammates with the Cowboys, cannot be more happy and supportive.
There we go. And that's a first in the National Football League. Jeff Rohrer, linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys in the 1980s, is to marry his partner Joshua Ross this weekend in Los Angeles. And that has got to be a first for the National Football League. Coming up on